Escaping from Gork.
Part 3.
After his supper, Gork lay down on his bed and fell asleep almost immediately. He started to snore. The noise shook the cave.
"Listen, everyone," I said. "Here's my plan." From my pocket, I took my small, powerful laser torch. Because it was in a plastic case, the magnet could not attract it. "We'll use this to escape from the cage," I said. "First, I'll melt the bars, and then..." Peters interrupted me. "I know, Captain. Then you'll use the torch to kill Gork."
"Use your brain," I said. "If we kill Gork, how will we escape?
We're too weak to open the door. Here's what we'll do. We'll..." Moments later, we were all out of the cave. I went over to the bed and stood beside Gork's head. I said loudly, "Gork, this is nobody." Gork woke up. I aimed the torch at his eye and pressed the button. The laser beam hit Gork in the eye.
Gork roared, "I can't see! My eye!"
The noise brought the kangaroos running into the room.
"What's wrong, Gork?"
they shouted.
Gork shouted back, "It's nobody! Nobody attacked me! Nobody damaged my eye!"
The kangaroos laughed and said, "Nobody attacked him. Gork's having a bad dream. Let's go back to bed. Good night, Gork."
Part 4.
My crew and I quickly ran among the kangaroos. Gork said,
"Nobody? I know you're hiding among my kangaroos. I'll get you. You're finished, all of you."
He opened the cave door a little and told his kangaroos to go out one by one. As they hopped through the door, he felt the backs with his hands to make sure we were not riding on them.
"What do we do now?" Peters whispered. "We can't get out on the kangaroos. We're done for."
"Don't panic, Peters," I said. "We can't get out on the kangaroos, but we can get out in them. Here, get inside this one." Peters climbed into the giant kangaroo's pocket. A few moments later, he escaped through the door to freedom.
"That's how we all got free," said Captain King, "and back to our spaceship, and finally back to the safety of the Earth." "What happened to Gork?" asked someone. "Gork? I don't know. Maybe he's still in his cave, looking for nobody." Just then, a huge figure was moving silently towards the captain's house.